scared to move and walk out of this tomb. Buried underneath the lies that you believed. Safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time to leave. Come on and rise up, take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus?
You are tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and once again, I'm glad to welcome back into the studio Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings and my very good friend, Tiffany Newharth. Tiffany, welcome back to the studio.
As always, Mike, it's great to be back.
It's been a very, very busy month for you, and I'm kind of surprised you're in today. I figured still kind of tapped out from all the excitement that was going on the last couple weeks at Rise Up. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with the big news of this segment is your annual banquet occurred recently, and that's why I figured you might be kind of tired yet today because you're still in recovery mode from that, but you gathered at Almquist Farm for an annual banquet for your supporters to encourage donations to the program and to provide somewhat of a report for what Rise Up has done in the past year in Hastings. So I'd like to start there. If you just let me know a little bit about how that evening went and what are some of the big pluses that came out of that.
Yeah, so I'm surprised I'm here too, Mike. It was very challenging. We had some staff that was out for the whole week, last week, and even a little bit more. So it was the rallying of the entire crew pulling together to pull it off.
And they did a fabulous job.
They did. It was honestly our best one yet.
Nice.
So I think part of it's, okay, you learn as you go and you grow and you learn from mistakes from the last ones and all those things. But I think what I'm most impressed with is the whole team pulling together and just doing what needed to be done to make it a great evening. And it was. It was a fantastic evening. We probably had about 150 people in attendance.
Sure.
And a lot of hope. A lot of hope, a lot of excitement for the future. I think really our goal was for people to see the amazing work that God is doing through this organization and impacting the lives and even our community. And I would say that we were really successful in that.
All right. And 150 people showed up. You had silent auction things going on. There was testimony time. Meatheads provided the meal for the evening.
Yep.
What were some of the things that you noticed about the people that were there? What are some of the stories that you heard?
People talked about how inspired they were by, first of all, there was a lot of feedback on holy buckets. We had no idea that some of the people in our community go through these struggles.
Really?
I mean, we're talking about even, you know, because a lot of our testimonies, our people started with substance use when they were really young, sometimes using with their parents.
Wow.
And so that was shocking for some people to hear the struggles and the trials that these individuals have walked through the majority of their life. And I mean, having this deck of cards stacked against them in a lot of ways, but to see that still recovery is possible and probable, I would argue, really inspired people. And I think it was eye-opening for a lot of others, especially when I was able to share some statistics about our community in general.
Sure.
You know, the idea that 1 in 10 people struggle with substance use disorder at some point in time in their life.
Is that just local here or is that generally?
That's generally.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it would be interesting. You know, I don't even know how you would do that kind of research here in this local community, because Hastings, what's unique about us, as we kind of talk about the overdose crisis and fentanyl awareness and that kind of thing, that Hastings in all of Dakota County has the number one overdose death rate.
Really?
And we're one of the smaller communities population-wise.
Does that have anything to do with physical location, maybe not nearer to larger hubs of population to maybe get people to get out and do things instead of closing in on themselves? I see that statistic as something where people are isolating and they're needing a way to cope with that isolation, and this is one way they do it.
That's very, I think Yeah, I think, I mean, honestly, I think there's such a significant problem in our community with substance use that up until recently, I'm not sure it was really publicly acknowledged, you know, and that's why we're so passionate about demolishing stigma and having people walk through life with eyes wide open, having an awareness of this is a problem in our community, and it's going to take all of us rallying together and in a spirit of collaboration and cooperation and compassion to really make an impact. The we can't have our eyes closed and be like, not happening. No, it's happening.
The head in the sand thing doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work, you know. And so, yeah, location-wise, right, it's a small community. This is also a thoroughfare. It goes right through kind of to some other larger communities, you know, Mankato, Rochester, then over to Wisconsin. So it is uniquely kind of positioned where I know that a lot of drugs get run through this community in general.
Huh. Well, and that also kind of speaks to the isolation element of it, because even though we're not on, like, say, I-35 or up on 494 or anything like that, I would think a lot of traffickers, while that kind of route might be something they would like to do, they know that they would, those routes are also more monitored. So a smaller community, a little bit out of the way, people are hiding things.
Maybe. Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
But getting back to the banquet itself, you had a what I call kind of an aggressive goal, and I don't say that detrimentally, but you have a huge challenge coming up now with Providence House getting that mortgage taken care of, all the work that's been done there. I'm sure the numbers aren't probably quite ready yet, but do you have any initial indication about how fundraising at the banquet will affect Providence House?
Yeah, I would say that our fundraising this year at the banquet was pretty comparable to pretty average. I would say it was average. About the same as last year. So definitely didn't meet that big, huge, audacious goal.
Hey, but like we say, if you don't ask for it, it's not going to happen.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You know, and we just, I would say that I, in putting together some of the slideshow stuff for the banquet, I found myself, both my husband and I, weeping over the past 12 months and all that has happened and the mountains that have been moved and the community rallying around and supporting and businesses and organizations. I mean, just to get that place open. And now it's open and there's fruit from it. There's tangible, plain, positive fruit coming from it. And so I refuse to believe that the Lord has brought us this far
just to strand you.
Correct. It doesn't happen. He promises he won't. So
I understand, and I agree with that.
So it's probably more an exercise in my faith than anything. I'm like, okay, well, how are we going to walk through this just like everything before? And I have just as much faith and hope in my heart. I don't see the how, and it's okay because we're going to be fine.
Yeah, we're not always called to see the how. We're just, you know, have faith.
Yes.
On Monday evenings, we're going through that chosen Bible study, and we had that episode recently where they're going to Jairus' house to raise the little girl. And Jairus is just beside himself, frustrated, because they just come to tell me that she, and Jesus says, have faith.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything about how I'm going to do anything. It's going to happen. Just have faith. So that applies to Providence House. That applies also, I believe, to Hope House. Can you give me a brief update on how things are going there?
Yes, Hope House. We're so excited. I mean, first of all, poor Hope House gets little emphasis or attention, and as we're talking about things, because Providence House has been the big project over the last year, right?
Sure.
But Hope House being moved here to Hastings. And the goal with that is it's a duplex. So there's an upper unit and a lower unit. And we are in the upper unit, all settled in. The women are doing fantastic. Many of them have employment. It's great. It's going great. Well, as of November 1st, we now have taken the lower unit as well.
Yep.
So we're still in, okay, let's clean it up, paint it up, that kind of thing. And I think this week the goal is to get furniture moved in, the furniture that we have. And the license has been applied for. But that lower unit is not going to be just for women. It is going to be a space for women and children.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have two adult women and two children up to 10 years old.
Sure.
Up through 10 years old, residing in that space. So
I think, too, once again, speaking to the culture and society, it's probably not a terribly bad thing that Hope doesn't get as much publicity and front page as Providence did. I would say the work at Hope is almost even a little bit more important, but because of the way, and I hate to say it like this, the way that children and women can be marginalized in our society, it's good for them to have a place where they can go and not have to worry about any kind of interference as much as possible. So
absolutely, it genuinely being a safe space.
Yes. And so Hope House is doing well. I know you've got, what, the five women in there now.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, they are thriving. But they don't need that publicity to do that. And that's wonderful, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
So when is the bottom half of that going to be ready then? Yeah, you're in control of it now. You say you're getting clean up, getting it spruced up. When will you be able to take in a couple of single moms?
That's a great idea, Megan. I don't have the answer to that. So we're, number one, waiting on our license to come through. And that's just it's been approved and all that. It's just
a formality.
Yeah, waiting for, the state's so far behind on different things. Unfortunately, they're just as short-staffed as everyone else is, So as soon as we have that application in hand, that's when we'll really start advertising.
Okay.
And we've learned this with Providence House. When we started advertising before we had that in hand, we had lots of people waiting. Well, I need a place, I need a space. And so we just don't want to set up false expectations. So once that license is in hand, and then we've got all the furniture in place, then we'll be good to go. So I think we still need a few more beds, twin beds, some kitchen stuff. So there's some, that's a way that the community can rally together and give if you have household items. Mm-hmm. Nice twin beds with twin mattresses, that kind of stuff. So we've got to furnish it and get it all together. So my goal is by the end of this month to have that house have residents in it. So by the end of November.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. End of November. I'm writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Only maybe to be able to cross it off and something say, something came up, we have to move it.
Yes.
Which is also another great lesson about setting a goal. If you don't make that particular goal, that doesn't mean you're done.
Right.
You can always reset it and keep going. And I think that's been kind of a theme with Providence House because of all the things you went through there.
Mm-hmm.
And having those challenges come up and work through them is an excellent testimony to the resolve of the organization to get it done.
Yeah, thank you. We had at the banquet, our MC was Paul Arneberg, who is a dear friend of ours from church, and him and his wife founded a juggling company called Jugheads. They nice. Finished it last year, and so it's no longer, but he did this really cool demonstration with juggling, and he talked about how when a ball or a pin or one of those things is dropped in juggling, that it's actually called a recovery when you pick it back up and get back in your routine. And I'm like, how appropriate is that, right? Like, even the scripture that we're founded on, for though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. It's less about not meeting goals or falling or struggling, and it's more about how you recover, how you get up.
The response.
Yes, how you press forward. Yes. How do you walk through those things? Do you, this is the mountain I'm quitting on, this is it? Or is it, nope, all right, give me a push, help me out, and...
And we have people around to do that. We have people to support, we have people to encourage. Sometimes it takes divine intervention, but more often than not, help comes from places that are fairly normal.
Yeah.
Other people, and compassion comes from those around you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's that saying that we are stronger and better together. It's so true.
Yep.
Like, we cannot do this life alone. We certainly can't do this work alone. And I think that that was, in the banquet, one of the things that was so touching to my heart was how much our community has rallied around us and supported us. And if you look back to when we started 3 years ago, I think there was this kind of perception of like, who are you guys? What the heck are you doing here? What's your intentions? What's your, you know, and that has, that there's such a 180.
Nice.
And that, that warms my heart of the community recognizing, hey, you guys are an asset and the work you do matters and it's important and how can we help? So we're so thankful for all of you listeners and KDWA and everybody for truly the support.
And you are at that point now where you're just kind of taking a breath after the banquet.
Yeah.
But we have just a couple of minutes left. I'd like you to give us a little view of what may be coming up in the months to come for Rise Up, where community can get involved, community can help celebrate, community can help support. What do we got? What are we looking for?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got Thanksgiving holiday coming up. We've got Christmas coming up. It's the holiday season, right? Mm-hmm. We always look for ways to bless our participants. Many of them don't have any family members. Many of them wouldn't get a single gift. Not that the holidays are all about gifts, but it can make a difference.
It can, yes.
You know, so if the community wants a kind of practical way to get involved, obviously your time. You can always donate on our website, which is riseuprecoverymn.com. But we also are making baskets or little gifts for every one of our participants, the men and the women and the children. Mm-hmm. And so if you have little gifts or trinkets that you want to contribute to that, you can drop it off at the community center. And we'll be hosting a Christmas party for all of our participants. And then keep your eye out for the monthly event. We do a monthly event every single month that's open to the community. We just had our Halloween party, which was a blast, by the way. And so we'll do some things, you know, in November and December also to engage the community and support sobriety here.
All right. We are just about out of time. I would like to thank my guest, Tiffany Newharth, the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings. As always, you gave the website already, riseuprecoverymn.com, but there may be someone listening who really does need some help, wants to get out of that cycle and cannot do it alone. How do they get in touch with you?
You can call us at the office during business hours, and that number is 651-319-0122, or you are more than welcome to stop in during business hours also, and there will be somebody there who can talk with you right then and there and connect you with resources.
That's 507 Vermilion Street, right across from the KDWA studio.
That's right.
I have to sort of throw that shameless plug in there. Tiffany Newharth, thank you very much for coming in. You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable, are you too scared to move? Walk out of this tomb.